UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
You're on thin ice, my pedigree chum. Thin ice.
Listen.
Whoa.
Thin ice. Residual heat from last commercial's playback music almost made me overreact to this. Anxiety was building, and then I went, I can do this.
Well, do you know, you would have made a massive mistake had you had done that.
Thank you, Steven.
If you had jumped on Nikki, listen, I was ready. I had already loaded the sniper, and I was sitting here because I could see it boiling in you. And I was ready for you to say one word, and I had you right in the crosshair, dude. It was gonna I was gonna blow dart. Just yeah, you would have had to. That's Sasha Banks' theme music.
The boss, son.
The boss.
Snoop
Dogg's cousin, who may or may
Gibbs,
not.
Gibbs told me Sasha Banks is awesome.
Be parting ways with WWE and heading to AEW.
Ooh.
She's in The Mandalorian.
From what as I her know, real name, which is Mercedes. And it would be amazing.
Would it be more of the acquisition of AEW Flex, or would it be WWE, you can't keep
there's conversation out there right now, like that Tony Khan and AEW may buy WWE. Because WWE's in some deep doo-doo right now. They just found out yesterday that Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis gave like a $3 million hush pack to a woman they were essentially passing around. And it was an affair, you know. Everybody there was married. Mm-hmm. And
it might have hit the Death Valley driver on
and it was
twice.
And it was one of those like, hey, we'll up your pay, but when we want some sex, you give it to us. And then when she threatened to go public, they were like, she was like, I want three.
Is there an NDA? Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ask Papa John's if those matter.
That would be an amazing name for a finishing move with the NDA.
The NDA. Steve Hansen with the NDA.
My God.
1, 2, 3.
Why do they even make those anymore?
They're stupid because, I mean, you can, if it's morally, like, I mean, if she was, you know, she could say something. So I say, I mean, it's a legit argument because, I mean, okay, you don't think the people sitting in Papa John's meeting didn't sign an NDA? Probably did. But the point is, like, are they – if he starts spouting out something racist, can they morally still say something? It's just a thin line to me, like with NDAs, because, like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm just like, I mean, part of me is like, part of me would say, well, hey, man, y'all signed that. Like, he was speaking, you know, thinking nobody would say. But then again, the other part of me is like, yeah, but morally, like, man, this man's running, you know, like, is he, do you not give black people a chance because of the way, you know? So, like, I feel that too, you know?
Yeah, like I said, because I.
And this would fall in that category. The reason I'm using that is this would fall in that category. I mean, if she was being. Prostituted, basically, you know, and getting money for it. I mean, she's at fault to an extent.
No, no, listen, I had this same moral dilemma when it came to Clippers owner.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
What was his name?
Donald Sterling.
Yeah, Donald Sterling. Hulk Hogan, too. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember.
There's a phone call. No, just a phone. I mean, he was on the phone.
There was a son recording?
Yeah, somebody was recording him, and he was like, he wasn't cool with his daughter dating a black dude, and he used the bad word, and he was like.
What about. What about the Reverend? Not Cre- was it? That wasn't Creflo Dollar. What about the Reverend who was talking to his son?
Don't mess with Creflo Dollar, dude.
Who?
He's a G.
Who am I talking about, Steve?
I love Creflo Dollar.
Yeah, hey y'all. Who am I talking about? Oh, oh no, it's Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin. Yeah, yeah.
Did you? Wait, I don't know this one.
Yeah, Kirk Franklin, man.
The Kirk Franklin one was. Kirk. I'm sorry, it was funny. It was funny.
But he ate that, man.
He said that. Yeah,
he did though. So I'm like, all right, Nikki, I feel you though,
Nikki. Kirk Franklin has a had a son that was just like just a I'm living off my dad. No, for, I'm 40 years old. I'm still my dad. Didn't you know? Didn't do whatever. Kirk Franklin let his son have it. You little, and it was bad. And he recorded all of it, and it was like, dude, you're 40. Probably 32, but
I mean, you can love the Lord and have moments, man. Like that to me, I'm like, bro, that wasn't a crime, man. Like that's one of those. I mean, technically,
you were just embarrassing him
in your position in the faith. Yes, but it's like, bro, come on. I'm like, if Marcus Maben recorded my phone calls sometimes, or like after a game, you know, it's like,
oh geez,
yeah. I mean, it sent it. Look, I'm gonna send it to your pastor now.
You remember how
I recorded the conversations we had around the coffee you machine? Remember how,
like,
there.
Bro, like
it's like how I was about memes. It was like I need context to everything.
Yeah,
I need the full. Like, if you're gonna record me, just record everything.
Well, point was, man, I was not gonna let you. Because Sasha, this is a big story right now, and she's incredible. She's awesome.
Do you mind if we take a second to clean up the Steve? I'm sorry, that was Freudian. The Steph Curry conversation.
Yeah.
I just got to get this out. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939. Can you say that stat, Steve, about what Elijah, or not stat, what did Elijah tell you?
Yesterday, we were in the car, we're heading to church, and Elijah said, hey, he's like, you watching the finals? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm checking them out. He's like, yeah, man, Warriors in six. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, you pulling for the Warriors? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, wow. Like, I don't dislike either one of the teams, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, of course, I mean, you know, like Steve Kerr. I mean, Steve Kerr, I mean, probably the safest man on planet Earth, you know, with his chin.
If you are still.
The cleanest chin.
If you're still doing the chin mask at the games. If you're still tweeting about vaccines. And Nick's which one?
We just lost Nick.
Sorry, Nick. Never mind.
We just lost Nick.
I just ready for that conversation to be over.
Nick.
Sorry, Nick.
Come back.
I didn't mean it, Nick. I didn't mean it.
Back, I was going to try to spray the disinfectant again, but that.
No, it's not disinfectant, Nick.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. The audio joke is not worth the.
You're over here talking haziness. COVID, spraying like actual, like terrible chemicals.
Okay,
like,
Steph Curry.
But I was like, oh, okay, cool, cool. And he was like, well, Steph Curry's never won a finals MVP. And I'm like, at first, I'm like, what? And then I got to thinking, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, Iguodala won the first one.
You were on a team where the MVP held LeBron James to 36, 10, and 13.
Iguodala literally won the finals MVP for holding LeBron to a triple-double. And people are like,
LeBron's not as good as everybody says.
They were like, wow,
that was your cousin?
Yeah, that was my cousin.
Wow, I think LeBron is not that good. And I'm like, yes. And anyways,
they were like, wow, Andre, you held him to a triple-double average over the finals. You should win the MVP.
That means you're the best player in the entire finals.
That was incredible.
So Steph Curry doesn't have any finals MVPs, and they're fighting for his legacy.
I did get drove nuts the other day when they said, this last one I'll say, I had to call Marcus. They were like, Steph Curry is carrying his team like LeBron did with some of them early Cavalier teams. And I'm like, oh, really? Steph is carrying Clay, Draymond, Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, just about the same like LeBron carried Mo Williams, Ildauskas.
And Delonte West.
And Delonte West. And Anderson Varejão. Yeah, pretty much the same thing. pretty much the same teams. Yeah.
And I would even venture to add in this extra. Steph Curry and the Splash Brothers and this Warrior thing, they owe the management and Steve Kerr the credit for all this.
Yeah.
If Steve Kerr, and here's the thing. I thought Mark Jackson.
Point is, the baffling Curry didn't win the finals. We'll get back
to that. Yeah. It was a great organizational decision to fire Mark Jackson, and I love Mark Jackson, right? As a coach. No, I'm sorry, as a commentator.
I just don't even show up.
Steve Kerr to coach Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
To coach Steph Curry was the best organizational decision of the decade.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah. Shooter. Steve Kerr was the only person on the planet that was going to let Steph Curry. Because it took some years before Steph Curry found his voice, you know, his shooting voice. You know what I'm saying? Free will to shoot everything like that. Only person in the world who would think like that is Steve Kerr. You put Steph Curry drafted by some other place, he's a point guard. You know, or he's a two guard, but he's like a Monta Ellis, you know, Bradley Beal or something. You know what I'm saying? But under Steve Kerr, he can literally, there is no range. There is no unlimited. You get your feet set, you can let it go.
Sure.
Between it was perfect.
No, they're a perfect fit. And Kerr's a great coach.
Draymond he's done a good job. Stupid when he has those layups and he turns around and throws the ball back out. It irritates the
butt. The thing is,
I know
Steve, 8 out of 10, it works.
I know.
I mean, it looks
stupid to me.
But you're still getting used to a layup. A three is a layup to Curry and Klay Thompson and guys like that.
Didn't your son do that? You was ready to kill him.
Terrence Farley was ready to kill him. Terrence, my guy, man. And Terrence was like, son. You back, and we were playing Terrence's team. He was like, son, you backed my big man all the way down and passed it back out. But Terrence was brutally honest with him, man. I loved it. And that's why Hoops for Christ and Terrence and those guys are great. He was not afraid to look at my son and say, and you know why you did that? Because you don't have post moves. You didn't know what to do. You got there. You were in perfect position. You had my dude dead to rights. You just didn't have a move. You couldn't do anything. So you kicked it back out, and y'all didn't score. And you had to do Deb to rights, you know what I'm saying?
And you don't have Steph Curry out there.
Yeah, right. And it was like, but again, that's why I say you need people that will coach kids that way. Like, no, I'm not gonna be like, well, you know, I mean, you have them, but you're just not doing them. No, you don't have any post moves, bro. Like, I'm telling you that. Like, you need to know. You don't have a post move.
Steve, he didn't tell you the rest of the story. Steve went and complained to Terrence Farley about Farley hurting his kid's confidence.
Yeah.
Did you tell my kid he doesn't have post moves?
Now he's home crying saying he don't have post moves.
These coaches are out here killing our kids' confidence.
Now he's quitting sports.
Sir, that's not my problem.
Yeah, sir, there's nothing you can do for that. No, I did. Of course I didn't. No, that's why he's going to start working out with Terrence.
No, that's
man.
Exactly what yeah. you did, Steve. You called Terrence Paul and said, are you hurting my kid's confidence by telling him he didn't have any
problems? This is a good point. Since Kerr learned to deal with personalities, probably playing with the Bulls.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously, like, I think that's a good point.
No, he's doing a great job. Like, yeah, no, he's giving him credit.
I give him crap. We're giving him crap just messing with Nicky. But, like, I mean, no, he's a phenomenal coach. Yeah, done a great job. So, yeah.
That was my finish. I'm done with Steph Curry.
Yeah, I'm done too. Louisville. Speaking of Steph Curry,
I'd like a.
Who is the most comparable to Steph Curry on this team right now?
Sam Payne.
Okay. I like it.
What position?
Why are you laughing?
Okay,
you're a
Steve,
Kentucky fan.
Steve, I want you to tell me the position.
No.
Listen, position or multiple positions, give me the multiple positions, okay?
Okay.
When I say the name Devin Reed, what is he to you?
2-3. You're going to have to allow me to use 2-3.
No,
okay,
no,
okay,
just
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
Devin Reed is a 2-3.
He played point for okay, but I'm still going to just be honest. I'm going to say 2-3. Yeah.
L. Ellis.
1. 2. Combo guard.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
4-5. Yeah.
You remember L. Ellis said he's a 5-4-3?
Mm-hmm. He did. We'll see.
That might be a summertime 5-4-3.
I see 4-5.
All big men got big two-guard game in the summer. I will admit that.
Yeah.
They're dribbling the ball. Okay, so I had this conversation last night. I'm going to kind of bail on this a little bit.
Okay.
This is what I want you to do. Substitute a player, okay? I'll start with Sam because he's the guy I left out last night. Give me all the people that are going to fill Sam's void. Give me all players that can fill Sam's void.
Oh, they can fill Sam's void. Let's see.
Kamari Lance and Devin Reed.
Devin Reed. Jalen Withers.
Jalen Withers?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
Probably for me, yeah. Just based off what we have right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you ended up landing Amani Bates or something, that would be the number one answer.
Yeah, just what we have right now.
Yeah.
So those three can fill in the Sam's void.
Yeah.
Who fills in Noah Locke's void? It can be same. You can do same numbers.
I would hope Lance.
Mm-hmm. Lance can be your closest thing to
shooter.
To Noah Locke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, just because I'm interested to see with Ree. Ree's getting on campus a little later mm-hmm. than anybody else, and
I think Devin Ree's the purest shooter though.
He probably is.
Yeah.
He probably is. But can he be on the floor for long periods of time? That's going to be the question.
If he's substituting.
Defensively is what I'm talking about. Like,
Noah Locke was terrible on defense.
Right.
And there's no way Devin Reed's
worse. And we won 11 games because he was out there all the time. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, how can – I don't
coach,
know if
– Yeah. Coach, you got to get Noah Locke out the game,
Every time I looked up, he was in the game getting cooked. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
You got to get him out the game, coach. I mean, I feel you. That's a blind spot. Who are my assistant coaches that don't know we got to get Locke out the game? Hey, you know who I feel sorry for? Reese Gaines. Reese is sitting over there with that clipboard.
And Reese didn't have the freedom last year to talk that way. Right. Yeah, so I was like, you are doing a great job.
And I didn't even want Reese to tell me what he thought, Steve. We looked at each other like,
And Texter said, is asking about Zan Payne on the team. I mean, I think it's becoming pretty public knowledge. I think Kenny Payne even said it at the thing. But Zan Payne's going to walk on. The kid from Maryland looks mm-hmm. like the Aiden, was it Aiden McCoy or something, is going to walk on. And Hersey Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Hersey Miller, masterpiece son, who went to Tennessee State, took a $2.3 million deal, was going to go to Xavier or whatever, ended up here. So he's walking on. He's over there now. I don't know if he's in the database yet.
But he's hanging out.
He's working out now over there. So, I mean, that's your walk. And then I guess Ellis's son, Ashton Miles, Ashton DeVore.
Yep.
Yeah. I believe he's still on his team. So, you know, you'll have those guys.
You okay?
They were good. It was a good sneeze.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. That was Noah Locke. You had Kamari replacing Noah Locke. Maybe, hopefully.
You hope Reed can. Yeah, you hope. I guess I could use those. I mean, between the two. Yeah.
Okay. Malik Williams.
I mean, where do you want me to start?
Who's going to pick up Malik Williams?
Sidney Curry, Brandon Rose, Jalen, JJ.
I'm thinking about all the people we lost.
And by the way, I wish I forgot to get this. Perrin Johnson was on the take yesterday with James Strebel. And I thought he gave one of the best answers. And I mean, it's kind of what we say. But listening to him break down, like, because James was asking him about positionless basketball, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff. And, like, and the way Perrin broke it down, he's like, you're watching the finals right now? He's like, who brings the ball up for? I mean, Wiggins, Grant Williams. Talking about both teams, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, White is the only, like, point.
Yeah, yeah. He was like everybody, you know. He said, listen, man, he said, you know, he said the reason – the Celtics match up so good is because they can go small ball. They play Grant Williams. Grant Williams 6'5", plays center sometimes. Like, they can do
he
that
plays every position.
So he's like, his point was, at the end of the day, yes, if Louisville has 9 guys, the depth is, you know, it's like Carolina on their run last year. Mm-hmm. If they had one big injury down the stretch, mm-hmm. they were in trouble.
Yep.
You know, but they didn't, and they were able to make a run. You know. And Louisville, I thought, I mean, he had a great, if you get a chance, go back to the podcast, listen to the take from yesterday from the first 30 minutes or so. And he just gives a tremendous explanation of this. Like, he's like, yeah, this is why. And he even said, I mean, he don't know if Louisville make the tournament, but he's like, to think like they can't function with the roster they have, mm-hmm. it's just like.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know. And depending on how good a couple of the guys are, because we immediately go like, well, we've never seen Lands and Ree and Mike Williams. Mike James, who I forgot a minute ago.
I was going to say that to you,
yeah, but totally forgot mm-hmm. of Mike James. But I was even starting to like, man, we're kind of thin. In my brain, I'm like, oh, yeah, Mike James. But
it's the Sweeney Pox.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was like, they're not good. Yes. But when you see those three, you immediately say things like, well, we've never seen them play college basketball, right? You've never seen them play college basketball. What if they're good? What if Kamari lands? What if they do workouts over there and Kenny Payne's working the crap out of them? And what if Kamari lands is one of the only two guys that's making it through workouts and looking good? Hypothetically. Not that we've heard that.
Jalen Withers.
Yeah.
I have seen L. Ellis. Yeah. I have seen Jalen Withers. I have
the other,
seen.
The other was L. Ellis. Okay, I'm done. I can't do it. Well, why do you tell me stuff? Why do you call me and tell me stuff when people tell you stuff? Because I can't help it.
I've seen L.
Lance and L look the best in workouts. Okay, I'm done.
I've seen L. I've seen Sidney Curry on a basketball floor.
Yep.
I've seen Roosevelt Wheeler be effective on a basketball floor. J.J. Traynor, I've seen him be an effective player on a ACC Division I basketball floor. Golly. So I know I have four. I've seen Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Yeah.
Do something to my rival. In the tournament
mm-hmm.
that I didn't see one time.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Did Sidney pump fake somebody and drop around him and dunk it?
Yeah, a couple times. He got that move a couple times.
Before he pumped
fake? Yeah. Like, he hit that a couple times.
He has the longest one dribble power step on the planet.
It's funny you say it because I was about to say, I don't think you remember it because he takes such a wide step and then – and a lot of times, I mean, I think he dunked a couple times, but a lot of times he just finishes that one. Like, you know, with that pump fake, and he'll go up and mm-hmm. kind of finish it. But
I actually watched full.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I allowed to state your business yet?
No, probably not. But, yeah.
I don't know, Steve. I think he might be his time, too.
We'll probably wait on that one. just in case. We might don't quite know the power yet.
We might need to do some. You remember I told you about the fish?
Sure.
Who determined the levels?
Yeah, I don't know where there's a thing where in Jurassic World where Chris Pratt goes that says that when the big dinosaur breaks out, he goes, she is out and she's trying to figure her place out in the food chain, and I'm not sure you want her to find out. I'm not sure his place in the food chain yet.
Right.
Because I know you and I are more independent contractors, so yeah. I'm not really worried about, quote unquote, getting fired. But
don't want to rock the boat.
Well, you don't want to fire us. Because if you fired us, then we would be rogue, which means we could just do podcast unedited. And
Nikki, I almost hit him with a state your business.
Yeah. No, it's a got things. Stuff.
Quick commercial break. Meetings. Midday's with Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille.
Don't go anywhere, guys. I'd miss you. Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Wing Zone. Try the ESPN Louisville Special 10 Boneless Wings Wedges and a drink for just $9.39. U of L Football Director of Recruiting Pete Nocta joined the Diener Show this morning and talked about how significant this massive recruiting weekend is for Cardinal football.
We looked in the past and guys that essentially, if a kid came on his official visit and that was his only trip to Louisville, we only got a commitment about 10% of the time. And if we looked back and we said, all right, guys that have been here multiple times, and of course one of those being on their own dime, which shows a little bit more commitment, I think we had 82% commits out of that crew. So
wow.
We kind of looked at those numbers and said, you know what, it's not just a free trip. You know, let's get guys up here.
Full interview can be found on the GE Appliances Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com. Staying in football, but heading to the NFL. Indianapolis Colts starting safety Kyre Willis announcing yesterday that he is retiring after three seasons in the NFL to pursue a future in ministry. And wrapping up with some scores on the diamond, the Reds, they fell to Arizona 7-4 last night to wrap that series up. They'll start a new series with NL Central rival Milwaukee tomorrow, 6:40. That'll be over on ESPN 680 105.7. The Bats, they beat Durham 9-7 in extras.
There's a new rule. There's three breaks. You are not Mike the Situation Valvano. I'm not going an entire show without hip-hop music on Middays with Marcus Maven. Now, I can do a little Situation every once in a while.
Ready? Yeah, here it comes.
Bring it to the floor.
I hope y'all can see this on YouTube. They're turning everything we've built here is being turned into Nikki's rave. That's what. They're flashing the lights right now in here, people.
I think I broke it.
Yes, that's what. Oh no, they can see it. I'm glad they didn't have to see that.
Oh man. I mean, listen, I will say this. Now, hear me out. That is Naomi. Naomi's now. Hear me out. I'm coming around. Naomi is awesome. She's Sasha Banks' tag team partner. Her music's really cool. Her entrance is awesome. All the lights go out, and she wears glow stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
voluptuous. She can
yes.
She can dance, too, man.
Yeah, she's, like, incredible. She's married to Jimmy Uso, who's part of the bloodline with Roman Reigns, all this stuff. But you did already go Sasha Banks. Like, I feel like you overplayed your hand today. I'm kind of Team Maven on this.
Bring it to the floor.
Damn.
Was Steve doing his Jersey Shore dance? Yes. The glow is heart eyes.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, it's pretty awesome, to be honest with you. But
yeah, it's legit like one of my top three favorite entrances in wrestling.
Did I just walk into a mid 2000 action film?
Yes, Jimmy Uso is Rikishi's son. All right, so we say...
I might have gone to the well a little too much.
Somebody said, fill the glow. Somebody said, you're disrespecting Maven. Somebody said, under Rick and Mac, I wasn't confident that a freshman will be good. Under KP, I am. Somebody says, new DJ.
Brian Kaiser says, what's going on here?
Yeah, see, now you've made Brian Kaiser mad.
Oh, man, I never want to make Brian Kaiser mad. And he's the best. I'm sorry, Brian.
Nick really has the worst taste in music.
Got the worst taste in...
Nick, the situation, Valvano.
I dressed up as Jersey Shore over the weekend.
I saw that, man. Yeah.
Jeanette got her Snooki on. She actually was kind of cute as Snooki. Like, I was digging that.
Does she not look cute as Jeanette?
No, she looks gorgeous as Jeanette. Okay. So, like, she was playing a character that was not her.
Okay,
like, got like a fake tan.
I'm gonna be honest.
So I was like, "Damn, girl."
Let me say something negative and positive. So don't get hurt at first because I'm bringing it back around.
Okay, that's fair.
You did not look anything like the situation.
Thank you.
Like, you did not pull that off at all.
Thank you.
But you did look cool as heck.
Thank you.
It wasn't maybe the look you were going for, but it was incredible.
You know what?
You looked like an Italian. Like, he looked like somebody from the Italian Job. It was awesome.
You know what's funny about that?
I got in touch with my roots.
The Italian Job.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good reference, but
it doesn't matter. Maybe it's Brothers.
Yeah, you're thinking of a different movie, not Italian Job. That's the Bang Heist with Edward Norton and all
that.
The Mini Coopers.
Marky Mark.
I think I'm messing them up, but you get the premise. Yeah. Like, you know, slick back hair, black. Like,
here's
look
the,
good.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Not situation. Here's
the problem, Steve.
I don't have abs.
With what you said
not
about Nick.
Yet.
Okay.
Me being unfamiliar. I mean, I know Jersey Shore like as regular general pop culture, general trivia. Mm-hmm. Like in 20 years, I'll be able to say, Snooki. You know, like,
yeah
I'll be able to do that. That's about as far as I'll be able to go, right?
Sure.
I saw Nikki, right? And I thought Nikki was just chilling. And I'm like, damn, Nikki outside of work is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really just thought, like, I didn't realize. Now when you're now back, when you're going back.
Yeah.
You know, now I think about the picture. I'm like, wait a minute. He was in character?
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, no, dude. Like, that's how you should.
That's what I say.
You should look more like that when you're.
But that's what I say. Like,
kind of thinking that myself. No, I kind of like V-neck shirts.
Yeah, you'd actually. You'd have a bigger body count, probably.
Probably.
you'd have a better track record, Nikki. You'd be a lot more comfortable.
Here's my thing.
Not less clumsy.
Nick, do you have a picture?
Right, have three more kids.
Like, Nick, do you have a picture?
Nikki Cromartie. Yeah.
Like, this is the situation. I'm like, yeah, that would be what you look like. Yeah. It wasn't
next
that.
Time, pick somebody whose standards aren't so high.
But you look. Fantastic.
I was trying to go for Paulie D, but my hair isn't. I got a friend who's a hairstylist, and she was like, I sent her that text. I was like, can you make this?
What?
And she was like, she panicked. She's like, oh, God, he's going through like a midlife crisis.
Why didn't you just do the spray tan ab thing?
I thought about it, but I'm hairy, and I'd have to shave my.
So he couldn't pull off that guy, so he went for that guy.
I went for Paulie D. I was trying to go for the blowout, and my hair's not long enough. And as my hairstylist friend reminded me 9 times.
You didn't go get the spray tan?
My hair, no, I didn't think I needed it. Well, I mean, yeah, I needed it, but.
GTL. A lot of GTLs on here.
Yeah, I didn't.
GTL?
No.
You don't GTL?
Bro.
I barely L'd.
No. Come on.
Do you know what GTL is?
No. I don't.
Think about it.
You don't understand the reference?
The problem is.
What if I say the cabs are here?
Cabs are here.
Well, what if I say.
T-shirt time.
What if I say GTD?
Yeah.
What?
GTD.
What is it? Watch the text line. GTD.
GTD. Yeah. I'm not sure what
I
that.
I mean, GTD.
Tommy, what does GTD. Like, he had his little planner, yeah. And he said, Tommy, What does GTD stand for?
GTD. I mean GTD. Everybody knows GTD.
I want this text line to blow up.
I GTD'd twice already.
Don't look at the text line.
About to GTD don't after
look,
the show.
Don't look at the text line.
I'm GTD'ing right now.
Right now. Middays with Marcus Maben delegation. Don't look. What does GTD stand for? Tommy, in your book it says GTD. Yeah, what? Don't look, Steve. Don't look, Steve. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to let Steve look until I have at least 10 text messages.
Okay.
And that should take about 38, 31, 93, 9 is the text line.
Go to dance?
Well, it's not GTL, but GTD.
GTD.
Come on, text line.
Graduate.
38, 31, 93, 9.
Triumph. Dance.
What's that guy out there doing? You GTD?
Okay, right now, listen. You GTD? No, Steve, don't look. Nikki?
Yes.
I need you to be an adult. Go to YouTube.
Okay.
Type in Martin GTD, and it should be a 1 to 2 minute clip. Now, Nikki's going to know because he's going to see it.
Okay.
I don't want you to look.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to know.
Okay.
I want you to play the clip if you can. If it's something around 2 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Wait. Pause it. Martin is he's defending himself in court.
Okay.
And he has Tommy's little book, his little planner. Okay.
Okay.
Turn it up, Nikki. Turn it up so everybody can hear it. Okay.
Where were you on the 15th?
I was with you, Matt Locke.
That's very funny, Hetty Murphy. Just tell the jury that I did not run that stop sign.
I don't know what you were doing. I was looking for a number in my address book.
You have an address book? May I see it? Yeah, please. We're pressed for time, please. Exhibit A.
Let's see what you got in. Chip, Ernest, Craig, Tito, Jermaine. Got a lot of brothers up in your book, dummy. I mean, don't you know some women, man?
Shut up, Marty. There's plenty of women's names in there.
Okay, you're right. Right here, here's one. Claudine, GTD.
What does GTD stand for? Tommy, I've asked a question. What does GTD stand for?
I answered your question.
Man, you are in a court of law. There are a lot of people in here. We can't hear you. Your Honor, you're going to have to make them speak up. What does GTD stand for?
Got the draws, okay?
What does GT? Okay, so now you can tell me what does GTL stand for. I don't know. You see the text line?
Got the draw.
He's like, gunshots.
Jim, Tan, and Laundry.
You're welcome to come with us.
Jim, Tan, and Laundry?
No. You drive me, driver. Let's go.
These kids are robots. Gym, tanning, laundry. Every day since I got here, that's what they do. Every morning, gym, tanning, laundry. You know, that's how they, like, make the Guidos.
Okay.
All day, every day, baby. Okay. Gym, tan, do the laundry. You got to have clean clothes. You got to hit the gym. And you got to tan, bro.
That's just the way of life.
That's the way of life, dude.
That was fun.
We live in Louisville, Kentucky.
Why you say
we're sports head? Somebody's like, game time decision. GTD.
Oh,
game,
man.
Game time decision. But this person's like pissed. They're like.
Everybody knows game time decision. Yeah.
What do you mean? Somebody said Paul Rudd voice. Gonna get this. Have you ever watched that scene?
No.
Have you ever watched the scene? It's from like Wanderlust.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Right. Actually, I have.
And he's like sexy. He's like figuring out how to sexy talk in the mirror.
I saw the meme. Actually. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, hey, girl, get this.
As always, 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben. I'm 939 The Bill.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.